I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
What is the key to success? Perhaps it is best summed up by this quote. Everyone is looking for the magic pill to success. The one key ingredient, the one single key to success. There isn't one key. There are many. You have the keys, and you have the locks. You just have to do the work. Here is the key to success. Actually, 10 keys to success that will get you well on your way to living the life you want to live. Number 1, set clear goals. Many studies have proven the link between successful people and goal setting. Simply put, how do you expect to reach your desired destination if you do not know where that place is? Set clearly defined short and long-term goals with dated deadlines and review them daily so they soak into your subconscious mind. After you've done that, note down all the action steps you must take if you are to reach those goals. Then, get to work. If it works for you, create a vision board of all the things you want and review that daily as well. Remember, if you can see it in your mind and you're willing to work for it, one day you will have it in your life. Number 2, strong work ethic. The saying hard work beats talent is true almost every time. I've never met a successful person that wasn't prepared to give everything for their goal or dream. Lazy and successful are not two words that go together. If you aren't willing to work for it, don't expect to have it long term. Number 3, consistency. Just like anything in life, if you don't work on it consistently, chances are you will never have it. And if you do have it, one day you'll lose it. If you aren't consistent with your diet or workout routine, you will lose any good health and physique you have. If you aren't consistent in relationships, chances are you'll have problems. The same is true in business and entrepreneurship. If your message isn't consistent, if your work ethic and output isn't consistent, how do you expect to have consistent growth and success? Number 4, discipline. Discipline is a huge one for all types of successful individuals, from athletes to billionaires. It's the discipline to get up early when you don't feel like it, to say no to a night out with friends because you have something more meaningful to work on. The discipline to say no to negative temptations and short-term gain in order to achieve long-term results and pride. Number 5, willing to sacrifice. The ability to sacrifice now so you can enjoy later. To not take the easy path, but whatever path leads you to where you want to be long term. Are you willing to sacrifice now so you can enjoy later? Are you willing to suffer for a few years so you can spend the rest of your life on your terms? Number 6, continuous pursuit of knowledge. As Napoleon Hill said in his great book, Think and Grow Rich, the way of success is the way of continuous pursuit of knowledge. The world is moving and evolving so fast. If you aren't adapting to change, if you don't have the mindset that you can never learn enough, sooner or later, whatever you have learned won't be enough. Think about all the jobs, opportunities, industries, and businesses that are at the top now, but did not exist when you were in school. Billion-dollar brands like Airbnb, Instagram, Uber, Bitcoin, and Spotify did not even exist 10 years ago. If the founders...
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
If these platforms didn't have the mindset of continually learning and applying new technologies and opportunities, their inventions would not exist. The more you learn, the more you earn. And you can never learn enough. Number 7, the ability to listen. Just like you can never learn enough, you can never listen enough. Listen to others who've succeeded and failed before you. Listen to the great teachers and leaders. Listen to friends, family, and business colleagues to form better relationships. Listen to feedback and criticism to improve yourself, your business, and your results in any area of your life. Mr. Know-It-All never stays at the top because he never has his eyes open to things that may be wrong, things many other people see. Be open to listen, humble enough to admit defeat if defeated, but strong enough to follow your gut instinct every time. Number 8, I will never quit attitude. Read about any successful person at the top of their field, and the story is almost always the same. There was at least one moment in their life where they were down and out, where everything seemed impossible, like there was no way out, where 99.9% of people would have given in and settled for an average life. But they kept going and somehow turned everything around. Not only did they turn it around, but they applied the lessons and grew from the failures. That is the attitude everyone must have if they want success in any area, because life will throw you challenges and you will fail if you are pushing the limits. Develop the grit and determination to keep going. When it all seems impossible, to say no, I will not quit when everyone else would expect you to cave in. Number 9, having a clear purpose in life. Nothing in life will throw you off course if you have purpose, meaning, and clear, powerful direction. If you know your why, you can survive anyhow. If your why is strong enough, you will go through any pain or setback to get to your goal. And number 10, not afraid to take risks. You can't expect to achieve great things if you aren't willing to push yourself to great limits with great risk. It's just common sense, really. Successful people are willing to take risks, usually well thought out risks, to achieve what they want in life. Unsuccessful people, on the other hand, always play it safe and therefore can never live more than a safe life, which might be what they want, and that is fine. But if you want a great life, you will have to accept some form of risk to get great rewards.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed Issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.